point where I'm questioning to stay in the tribe to pay for the support, essentially. But I know this is the point where, since the scale isn't moving like I want, that I would quit or try it on my own, which in the past I don't follow through. So you have plenty of evidence that you like to quit for relief, so that when you're not having support, you're not seeing success, you're like, when you see other people's success, when you see all this accountability and stuff, it's tapping on you not doing your work. So rather than doing the work, you're saying like, well, I should probably quit. That's what I ought to do. Then I won't have to be irritated because I'm constantly seeing what I'm not doing. It's just, wait till you listen to tomorrow's weekend motivator. I literally just talked about this. So many of us do this. We think the answer when we're struggling and we're not doing our work is to remove ourselves from reminders that we're not showing up the way we would like to show up for ourselves, rather than digging in to what we need to be doing for ourselves. It's like, this is where I struggle, not giving up and following through. Where's struggle? Here's what I would do. I mean, you could quit struggling and quit. That's one way to quit struggling. You can quit, stop paying, and have no reminders of anything that you're doing that's against yourself right now. But let me just tell you, when you quit, all that shit you're not doing is sitting right there. That comes along with you quitting. It is not like when you quit, somehow all that goes away. There's just temporary relief. That's all there is to it. I'm going to do it on my own. You've already proven yourself you can't do it on your own. You just said it in your own sentence. Now, if you want to try it on your own, I'm all for it. But I'm just going to tell you right now, like, if you already say it, the same thing's just going to have to keep, it's going to keep happening. So why not just do something different? Rather than shying away from feeling bad, why not just be like, all right, let's just write shit down. Like, this is what I would invite all of you to do that struggle with this, is write everything down that you do, all of it. Like, write down every single day a 24-hour plan, and then assess that shit that you don't do every single day. Make yourself see the reality of what you're living in, rather than living in the reality of feeling like shit because you know you're not doing stuff. I mean, like, you're struggling so hard over there. You're saying it right now. It's like, I'm struggling and I'm wanting to quit. It's like, that is a lot of mental anguish. And you can solve it by quitting every single time, guys. I'm going to tell you, it's always an option. It is. So many of us do it. Like, you quit like thousands of times. The problem is that when you quit things, like, look at the result. You end up coming back to something else, thinking it's all going to be different the next time, all this other junk. You just repeat the cycle. So rather than solving the struggle this time and making the struggle part end with a quit, make the struggle part end with, like, you know what? I love myself enough to just start being really honest. I'm going to write everything down. Right now, I'm not even going to change what I eat. I'm just going to, like, freaking know what I am and am not doing and be curious and ask myself, all right, if I keep planning perfect food and every day I end up having to write down a binge, why do I continue to plan perfect food and why do I continue to binge? What is the pull there? Maybe I should ask one of them coaches. I should get curious, not beat myself up over it. I should be like, huh, maybe I keep trying to plan perfectly rather than planning realistically. Maybe I should give that lesson a try. And you start piecing together the little things. But what most of you are, like, interested in is, like, I'm not interested in piecing together little things. It's like, here's what I want, Corinne. I want to join. I want to immediately lose weight. I want everything to click. I want to start loving myself and I want to think the perfect thoughts. That is what most of you think is going to happen. That's not happening with listening to some videos. Ever. But what does happen is, for those of you who love yourself enough to be like, and I'm glad you posted, I notice I'm wanting to quit. Am I going to do what I always do, or am I going to do something radically different this time? Am I willing to make the struggle end by, like, saying, all right, I'm not going to struggle. Here's what I'm going to do. 30 straight days, honest plans. Write every single thing down, no matter what, and that's the way it's going to be. And I'm not going to beat myself up for the next 30 days. I am literally going to, like, have an honest look at what I choose, how it makes me feel physically. Like a lot of you that really struggle with this part, like being consistent. I coached someone yesterday. You may want to listen to the coaching call I did yesterday. I forget what her name was. I think she was the second or third caller. She's really struggling and stuff. One of the things is like for a month, be willing to write it all down. Every ounce of it. Plan very realistically and don't plan yet to change things. If you feel like you want to make a change and it legit is coming from, I really want to, I love myself enough to do this, then that's the change you make. But if you're making a plan and you're doing it from a place of, I have to do this. This is not working. This will never work like this. If it's very punitive, stop. Stop practicing punitive planning. Stop practicing punitive behaviors and expecting to get a loving result. It cannot happen. It does not happen.